They had left the open land and were following a path through the bordering trees. Two abreast was uncomfortable, so Antony dropped behind, and further conversation was postponed until they were outside the boundary fence and in the high road. The road sloped gently down to the village of Waldheim, a few red-roofed cottages, and the grey tower of a church showing above the green. "Well, now," said Antony, as they stepped out more quickly, "what about Cayley?"
"How do you mean, what about him?"
"I want to see him. I can see Mark perfectly, thanks to you, Bill. You were wonderful. Now let's have Cayley's character. Cayley from within." Bill laughed in pleased embarrassment, and protested that he was not a blooming novelist. "Besides," he added, "Mark's easy. Cayley's one of these heavy, quiet people, who might be thinking about anything. Mark gives himself away. Ugly, black-jawed devil, isn't he?"
"Some women like that type of ugliness."
"Yes, that's true. Between ourselves, I think there's one here that does. Rather a pretty girl at Jallan's." He waved his left hand. "Down that way."
"What's Jallan's?"
"Well, I suppose it used to be a farm, belonging to a bloke called Jalland, but now it's a country cottage belonging to a widow called Norbury. Mark and Cayley used to go there a good deal together. Miss Norbury, the girl, has been here once or twice for tennis. Seems to prefer Cayley to the rest of us. But, of course, he hadn't much time for that sort of thing."
"What sort of thing?"